Okay, well, thanks a lot, John. Actually, what I want to do is I want to do a quick demonstration to show how easy it is to go from ASP.NET programming to Windows Phone programming. It's actually so easy. In some cases, you can literally just copy the code over and go right from one to the other with little to no changes. So in order to demonstrate that, I've got this little demonstration that I made here of a very simple little web page that I'm going to have come up on the screen, and then we're going to change that into a Windows Phone app. So if you just hold on for a second, I will get into Visual Studio. And here we go. Okay, so here's my fantastic, super wonderful, big, complicated web page. Yeah, it doesn't do much. It actually, all the stuff it does do is done in the code behind, and it doesn't really do tons of stuff, but it's kind of cool anyways. Okay, so what we're doing is we're going to go up and load up a class called the Cool Sites. We're going to load a collection of sites, and then we're going to display it out on the page using the response.writeline. So the sites are stored in an XML file, which is right here, and we get them by using these classes here. We've got one class here that is our simple little POCO, and we've got a static class here that is used for holding a list of those objects and for loading that list of the objects. So as you can see, it's really, really simple loading of an XML file, and it loads it up and pops it into the list. That's basically all that you wrote, or all I wrote anyways. Now, we run it. Very simple. Little presentation pops out. Four websites everybody should visit at least once or twice a week. Anyways, so really simple, very easy thing to do, but I'm going to actually show you that it is even easier to move it into the phone than it was to originally do that. What we're going to do is we're going to add a new phone project to our solution. And we're going to add a very basic phone project. We're not adding anything that's got anything already built in or anything already ready to go. We're just going to build a very, very, very simple phone project. We're going to call it Cool Sites Phone. And it's going to ask us what platform we want to go to. We're going to go to Mango, because if you're building something new for the phone right now, you should be building it for Mango. So you'll notice here that it pops us up. Very much like in your ASP.NET sites, pops you up to your default page, which in this case is called mainpage.xaml or XAML. And you'll notice that this looks a little familiar because it looks a lot like HTML. It's Silverlight and it's pure XAML. And what we need to do is we need to put a control on the screen to be able to put that list of items into. So we're going to start off here because that's what the project opened up for us. We're going to drop in a label, but in Windows Phone in Silverlight, it's not called a label, it's called a text block. So we'll take one out of the toolbox and we'll drop it on there. And in order to refer to it and load it up later, we're going to give it a name. So it's text block. And that's it. We're done all the UI work we're going to do here. I'm going to save that. Yeah, we've got all of our items here from the original site, and we want to get them up to the phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a folder. Data. And we're going to copy this up into here. So now we've got the same Cool Sites XML up there. And we're also going to copy their class that we used. We're going to paste it in there. And we're going to make a couple of small modifications. Now, you're going to see now that it's in the phone application, we've got a couple of little errors here. Some things that we can't really do. So one of them is it's missing a reference. So we're going to clean that up by adding reference to system.link or .xml.link. We'll add that, and then we'll clear off that error. Remove this particular thing we're not going to use because we're not going into the system.web hosting. So that means that our way of loading the our XML file has got to change. So we're going to just make a copy of that here so we can see what the original text was. And in order to make these changes, I am going to quite simply delete that. Delete that. Delete that. And there we go. Now, we are good to go. Our class is all ready for us. We've made one change to one line of code. Comments that have a reference. We've made sure that we've got all our references as needed. So we'll save that. Now what we need to do is we need to make sure that the data from this collection here ends up in that text box, or text block rather. So what we're going to do is we're going to view the code here. And in the default .aspx site, we have a page load. Well, in the main page, we don't have a page load. But since we're going to reference a control that's on the form, we're going to need to make sure that we have a page load. So we're going to add an event handler to loaded. And there we go. That's that done. Now, our next step is we're going to actually copy all of this code that we used in the website. I'm going to drop it on to here. Now, you're going to notice that these cool sites don't think that they're part of it. So it can't find it because we did not change cool sites web namespace to cool sites. Oops. Caps lock. Cool sites phone. Now we go back to main page. Now we've got our cool sites. Now we have one other little error here. We've got, telling us the response does not exist in the current context, and they would be right because there is no response.write line. So we need to figure out how we're going to get that text from there into our text block. So I think the best way to do it would be to create a string called cool sites text and in here to make sure that we'll actually copy this line so that you can see what we change. We're going to go cool sites text plus equals, right? So we get it adding to, and we're going to delete that, and we're going to delete that, and we're going to make sure that the line comes back. So there we go. Now we've got it all there. We've got it loading up. Going to make sure that the cool sites now gets into the text block. So we do that the same way you would do it for any other control in ASP.NET, or in once we would use cool sites text block.text equals cool sites text. And now you've got it. Now, that all looks good and it'll actually all work fine, but then you won't get the layout we want because we're using VRs. We're using HTML to try and do line changes. So we're going to change this a little bit here. And we're going to add the old fashioned line changes here. One for that one. And that one. And there we go. So now, as you can see, we've changed a total of 3 lines of code in this whole site. We've changed 3 lines of code, and we've made it from a Windows ASP, or sorry, an ASP.NET site to a Windows Phone application, which I'll start up the emulator. Give this a shot here. Okay, it's taking a couple of seconds to start up the emulator. The reason being is it's actually starting up Windows Phone 7, the actual OS. So if we look here, and we've got our phone application showing us all of those cool sites. So in a matter of 5 minutes and 3 lines of code changed, we were able to go from ASP.NET to Windows Phone. reading and using XML file as a data source. Back to you, John.